I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, February 3rd. We'll tell you about what could be a record-breaking cold snap in the Northeast. Also, what to know about a Chinese spy balloon over the U.S., where it was spotted, and why the U.S. will not shoot it down. Plus, we'll tell you which state now has the largest workforce in America and the fastest-growing population. What new features are coming to TikTok and why? And super high demand for Beyoncé's tour tickets, how Ticketmaster is trying to handle things differently this time. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, the Northeast is bracing for what could be the coldest wind chills in decades, or in some cases, the coldest ever recorded. The National Weather Service says it could feel as cold as 50 degrees below zero in parts of New England. Such extreme conditions can cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. So more than 15 million people are under wind chill alerts in all of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, as well as parts of the tri-state area. Many cities and states have opened up warming centers and canceled classes for today. Thankfully, temperatures across most of the Northeast are expected to rise by Sunday afternoon. American lawmakers moved to punish another congresswoman after an emotional debate on the House floor. Lawmakers voted along party lines to remove Democrat Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The resolution to take her off the panel cited her criticisms of Israel's government and past statements that some have criticized as being anti-Semitic. Republicans who made the case against her during a House debate said words matter and that the congresswoman needs to be held accountable for them. Others say the Foreign Affairs Committee in particular is just too sensitive to trust her with. But prominent Democrats, including some Jewish members, defended Omar, and they accused the Republicans who voted to remove her of being racist and xenophobic since Omar is a Muslim refugee from Africa, and hypocritical since members of their own party have also been criticized for anti-Semitic remarks. For now, Omar is off the Foreign Affairs Committee, but still will work on the Education and Workforce Committee as well as the Budget Committee. The American military is tracking what's thought to be a Chinese spy balloon seen flying over the U.S. The Defense Department says it's highly confident it really is from China, and it was flying over some sensitive sites to collect information. Officials apparently thought about shooting it down, but decided not to over concerns the debris might hurt people on the ground. At this point, they say it's not an immediate threat to anyone. One of the places the balloon was spotted was Montana, which is home to one of the nation's nuclear missile silo fields. Now, it's not clear what the military is doing to keep it from getting sensitive information. So far, no comment from China. This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is supposed to make his first trip to Beijing this weekend to try to find some common ground in what's already been a tense relationship between the U.S. and China. There are ongoing disputes over trade, technology, human rights, democracy in Taiwan, and a lot more. And the U.S. is boosting its influence in Southeast Asia now. This week, the U.S. announced it will station military equipment and build facilities across the Philippines, marking the first time in 30 years the U.S. has had such big military presence there. The U.S. Defense Secretary specifically said this move is about countering Chinese aggression, but that it's temporary. And China reacted by saying it's the U.S. threatening regional peace and stability. Among the allies the U.S. has in Asia, the Philippines and Japan are closest to Taiwan. And since there have been concerns about China invading Taiwan, this could be America's way of preparing. The World Health Organization says it wants to make sure countries respond to the next pandemic better than it did the last one. The UN agency has apparently drafted up a new global pandemic agreement. It was sent out to member states this week, and Reuters was able to review it. Apparently, it starts out by saying it's being drawn up to avoid what it calls the catastrophic failure of the COVID-19 response, specifically addressing equity. It says, in the future, 20% of any tests, vaccines, or treatments should be set aside for poorer countries to use. It also calls for intellectual property rights to be waived during pandemics, which would let more people figure out how to make life-saving drugs and vaccines when they're developed. But the pharmaceutical industry is against that move. And those are just a couple of the sticking points. WHO members have already said the new treaty will be legally binding, but they have not agreed to the details yet. In fact, they're just starting a long negotiating process that could go into 2024 before it's finalized. More news is still coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Stitch Fix. If you think celebrities are always just naturally stylish and put together all the time, well, think again. They usually have a personal stylist helping them out. With Stitch Fix, you can get that celebrity treatment. Real stylists work with you to create the perfect wardrobe for you. They take your preferences along with the latest trends into consideration, and it's really easy to get started. Just answer a few questions about where you typically like to shop, what you like to wear, and your price range. Then when you get your items, you get to try your pieces at home before you buy. Simply keep what you love and send the rest back. And yes, free shipping, returns, and exchanges always. I have a sweater from Stitch Fix that I've worn for years at this point, and I still love it, and it's still held up. And I've gone back for more. I recently got some of my favorite items that are trendy and versatile. And now is a great time to try it, because Stitch Fix is offering the Newsworthy listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/newsworthy. That's stitchfix.com/newsworthy for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/newsworthy. Florida might be known as the place for retirement and vacationing, but these days, way more Americans are going there to work. This week, new federal data came out that shows there are more jobs in Florida than in New York for the first time in at least 40 years. As Bloomberg reports, the job gap between New York and Florida has been closing in for years now, since Americans are moving to states with lower taxes. Then the pandemic seems to have sped up the trend, since it hit New York especially hard. And Florida has been on a mission to attract tech and finance workers especially. This, of course, means a lot more people moving to the Sunshine State, too. The Census Bureau put out data in December that showed Florida was the fastest growing state for the first time since 1957. Technology stocks are expected to be a real drag on the stock market today. It's because the big tech giants came out with some disappointing earnings reports after the market closed yesterday. And investors say there's going to be fallout. First, there's the world's largest publicly traded company, Apple. It was hurt by lower iPhone sales and production disruptions in China, so it ended up posting its first revenue decline in nearly 4 years. Its profits also sank. Then there's Google's parent company, Alphabet. Its profit fell by a third, mostly since online advertisers cut back on their spending. Amazon actually saw growth in the last quarter, beating Wall Street's expectations, but the online retail giant said profits could fall this quarter because of lower demand. So investors are also disappointed about that. Meta seems to be faring better, though. The parent company of Facebook and Instagram put out its earnings report earlier this week and did post a profit drop as well. But then it made some moves to rein in costs, and investors welcomed the plans. Yesterday, its stock logged its best day in a decade, adding more than $90 billion to its market value. Remember, Meta, Amazon, and Google have all started to cut thousands of jobs. So far, Apple is the only major tech company that's been able to avoid the layoffs. The video app TikTok says it's making updates to keep the platform safe. When it comes to content moderation, it introduced a strike system to crack down on so-called repeat offenders. So if someone posts something that violates one of TikTok's rules, the content will come down and the person's account will get a strike. After a certain number of strikes, that person will be banned altogether. Although a ban could come after just one strike if TikTok thinks the violation was severe enough. Creators will now get to see if they've racked up any strikes and appeal them if they want in a new account status section of the app. They'll also get a new report section so they can follow up on any content or accounts they've flagged to the company. Another change announced this week, TikTok opened up a new space in Los Angeles called the Transparency and Accountability Center, where people can get a look at content moderation firsthand. Of course, this all comes as TikTok faces scrutiny from users and the U.S. government, who say the app's policies aren't really clear and aren't enforced evenly, among other things, like its ties to China. It's not clear if these new changes will win over critics, so stay tuned. Tickets for Beyoncé's next world tour have not even gone on sale yet, but already, Ticketmaster is telling fans they might be disappointed. The company says at this point, the demand for seats is outpacing tickets actually available by more than 800%. At least that's based on how many fans have pre-registered for the first round of sales. To be clear, Ticketmaster is at least trying to do things differently this time than it did with the Taylor Swift concert sale when its site got quickly overwhelmed. This time, the company is staggering sales dates. So depending on where you want to see Beyoncé perform, you'll want to sign up for either Group A, B, or C. If your city is in Group A, you have to register by today at noon, then be ready to buy the tickets on Monday. Though that's the group that has the demand drastically exceeding the supply. The Senate Judiciary Committee even tweeted about it, saying, quote, "We're watching, Ticketmaster." Lawmakers already grilled Ticketmaster and live music executives over the Taylor Swift tickets fiasco. And some of them say they're considering new legislation to address some of the issues. Memorabilia from some of the most popular performers in the world will be auctioned off for charity this weekend. One of the most expensive items is a signed acoustic guitar from Taylor Swift that could draw between $5,000 and $10,000. Then there's a pair of white Nike sneakers signed by Eminem that could go for up to $3,000. Other items include paintings from Joni Mitchell, sound systems from Snoop Dogg, and outfits from Katy Perry and Cher. Plus, plenty of other stuff from artists like Paul McCartney, Elton John, The Rolling Stones, Barbara Streisand, Lenny Kravitz, and many, many more. The auction is happening on Sunday, and all the proceeds will go to an organization that helps musicians in times of financial and medical crises called Music Cares. You can register to bid online or by phone now. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. If you are ready to refresh your 2023 wardrobe, check out Rothy's for chic, sustainable shoes that will make you look and feel great. They have a ton of stylish options. And if trying to live a more sustainable life is on your New Year's resolutions list this year, Rothy's has you covered there too. Each style is knit to shape with their sustainable signature thread made from recycled single-use plastic bottles over 146 million and counting. Not only does that signature thread make them sustainable, it also makes them soft and flexible. So Rothy's shoes feel and look great right out of the box. That's right, zero break-in period. I'll be honest, comfort is just as important to me as the style when it comes to my shoes. And Rothy's has both. By the way, if you want to make a sustainable swap on handbags, totes, wallets, and more as well, Rothy's has you covered there too. For stylish and comfortable shoes and more, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. A group of Tennessee high schoolers welcomed a new student into their school with a pretty unbelievable gift, a new hand. Sergio Peralta was born with a right hand that never fully formed. Sergio said he worried about fitting in and even thought about hiding it somehow. But his classmates did find out, and they offered to build him a prosthetic hand in their engineering class. They used online models and a 3D printer. And after 4 weeks of building and sizing it just right, they put their design to the test with a game of catch. Yep, Sergio actually caught a baseball with that right hand for the very first time. He says he can now use the prosthesis for all kinds of things, that it feels just like his other hand. Sergio says he never expected anyone to offer him something this generous, or that they would actually be able to create it, and that he would make some new friends in the process. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode all about travel in 2023, from spring break deals to your rights as an airline passenger to predictions for the new year. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.